NFL picks week 11, part due. We have
the due.
We have Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. We're going to be doing some picks here. You can check out their podcast, by the way. Sports Meets Beer is on Google Play and iTunes, and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. You want to go and give Brad's pick real quick so we can get it out of the way?
Since Brad is MIA. Yep. Brad selected the Cowboys-Eagles game. The biggest factor there is obviously with Ezekiel Elliott now officially being suspended. He's going to face a suspension. He'll be back after Christmas, sometime thereabouts. But it's really not going to help. You know, the Eagles are going to have a field day with them. Philly's run game's pretty pretty decent, and Dallas is going to do their best. But at the end of the day, their defense will be on the field too long. And it, you know, he says Philly's going to roll over them, but. That's going to be a great game to watch to see. I mean, obviously, if you're a Cowboys fan, it sucks, but Dak will keep him in the game. But at the end of the day, I think Carson Wentz has got, he is a hot hand right now, and there's no question he's going to roll over. And me personally, if it was me, even if Ezekiel Elliott was there, I would still go Eagles.
Yeah.
And my pick for the week is the, I picked the Rams and the Vikings.
This is a hilarious, just the title, the marquee of this. Is so funny that it's such a big game in 2017 because 3-4 years ago you would have been like Rams and Vikings, who cares?
Exactly.
Now
this would have been the game that they flexed off and gone to another game
right.
because the score was so atrocious.
Yeah.
No, this is, you know, Goff is playing. He is finally living up to the hype. You know, both these guys, they are both 7-2.
Yep.
So this is gonna be a huge, huge thing for NFC. This is gonna when you look at the end of the season and you go, whether you're a wild card or you're a division leader, you're going to look back and go, it was that game that if we won that game, we would have been atop our division or we would have gotten a wild card opportunity. But I think at the end of the day, you know, with the Case Keenum playing in Minnesota and now that they're Bridgewater's back, I feel like that's a big distraction. They're saying it's not, but it has to be. To me personally, I'm still picking the Rams. I projected them to win the division at the beginning of the season, and I feel like they're rolling hot. Even though they're playing in Minnesota, Rams are going to win this one.
You don't think that Case Keenum has any sort of revenge factor mind for the Rams?
But, you know, the revenge factor makes you play hot-headed,
yeah.
And you're going to throw more interceptions generally.
My wild card is Seahawks and Falcons. I think that the Falcons are... Who are the Falcons?
I don't even think they know.
They just roll people one week and then they get crushed the next. It's so weird. And now that Carolina is coming alive and the Saints.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like they used to be considered sort of a lock for the division and now it's not even close. And on the flip side, Seahawks are trying to keep up with the Rams. And
yeah,
I don't know.
Richard Sherman injury is going to play a huge factor.
Totally. I don't think they're going to catch him, but they're trying to keep the wild card hope alive. So I'm going to go Seahawks over Falcons for my wild card. All right, you can check out these picks online at 977theriver.com. Click on the Sports Buzz. Coming up next, it's Beer 30.
Woohoo!